Hello and welcome to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells. And just a shout out to all my Coffee and the Cosmos family. We love you so much. We pray for you daily. We pray over you, just declaring the angelic canopy of the Lord all over you. As your heart has turned toward the Lord, by popular demand, I've had so many questions about this lately. I guess I haven't done a teaching on it in the last few months about the Hebrew living letter name. So I want to go into that a little bit. But I just want to touch on your diligently seeking God. This is something he's put in my heart, and he's like, tell my people to diligently seek me. I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. I don't mean in a religious way. I don't mean in, let me beat myself up and, don't do this. No. I'm talking about from the heart, and then whatever Holy Spirit speaks to you out of that heart condition of what you to do to seek him. But I want to encourage you to diligently seek the Lord, because there's much answers and scrolls that are carried by ministering angels that he wants you to open your awareness to in the spirit realm. See, we diligently seek God, not for him to come to us, but we diligently seek God for us to be open to go to him, because he's already here. The only thing in a way is our own thinking, our own natural being, our own natural world we live in that puts a border in our comprehension of the reality that we live and breathe and have our being inside of King Yeshua. But we do live and move and have our being inside of King Yeshua. So he has us diligently seek him, because it breaks through the barriers of the human nature. It breaks through the barriers of human nature. See, it's what it does. And you want to break through that human nature of whatever's going on in your life that could keep you from hearing what you need to hear at the moment you need to hear it. So before I talk a little bit about the Hebrew living letter name, like mine, Samak, Gog, Gimel, Ayin, Bet, Yod, in short form, Son of Light, Sagima Bay. That's why you hear me in my title of my podcast, Coffee in the Cosmos, with Sagima Bay. That's my Hebrew living letter name that's written in my heart, on my forehead before the Lord, out of Holy Spirit, out of the blood covenant, out of revelation with Yahweh. Every human being has a Hebrew living letter name. So this isn't like, oh, you're special, this is why you have it. No, you've been born again. It's just been reinstated into my spirit, man, that the living letters are speaking and they're recognizing and decreeing the volume of what I am through their portals. See, you have to understand not just the Hebrew living letter name, but you have to understand the Hebrew living letters. I don't talk about just speaking Hebrew. We're not talking about becoming Jewish. This is way beyond that. This is way beyond trying to keep up with some feast and all the different responsibilities of the Jewish religion or the Jewish things that God put in order in the Old Testament. Those are wonderful. Those are great. But this is beyond. This is seeing past the natural realm, going into the holy realm, the other dimension, stepping in through the blood of Yeshua, stepping into the torn flesh of Yeshua, and going into the actual portal of that living letter, of the Aleph Bet, that Aleph is short. You can say it in our language and have a meaning, actually many meanings. Hebrew language, you'll find out their letters mean numbers and colors and sounds and all kind of things. Pictures are attached to each one of them, the natural realm. But there's a supernatural realm attached to them, because they were spoken out of God, created out of God, not created by man. They were created out of God, and they're a living being like every other living being that he has created. But his glory, his holiness is upon them, and there's an open portal into the heavenly realm through a Hebrew living letter. And that's why we call them the Hebrew living letter versus just the Hebrew letter or the Hebrew language. Anything you do by the letter, whether it's learning the Torah or learning Judaism or learning any of those things that are important, the feast and the tabernacles and all the wonderful things that go with that, as well as the things you learn in the New Testament, anything you do, you learn by the letter, whether it's the law or whether it's the redemptive nature of reconciliation. If you do it in the natural realm, you will be doing it by law and formula and order and process. Versus if you do it in the spirit realm, you'll be doing it out of the spirit, because the law killeth and the spirit brings life. And it looks a little different because it comes out of the revelation that all things are fulfilled inside Christ Yeshua, and you are inside Christ Yeshua. Therefore, you're seeing the things differently, and you get to see the spiritual side of all those things, not just the natural laws of those things. Nothing wrong with knowing the natural law of those things. Like the word of God, the Bible, knowing it logos-wise. The logos word of the Bible is that which is written. It's just the formation of the word. But then you have the rhema word, that which is revealed by Holy Spirit. You have the dabar word, that which is that word that's inside, it's written inside of you, that you are becoming. And there's so much more facets to that. Then you have the word itself, which is Yeshua. Not the Bible. I don't want to blow your doctrine, but the Bible isn't the complete word. In the beginning was the word. The words were with God, and the word was God, which is Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, which is the fulfillment and the fullness of himself is the word. They were eating the word before the Bible was ever written. Why? Because Jesus was and is and shall always be. And then the Bible is a portion of the word. It is a portion, a snapshot of the glory of God, the love of God, the correction of God, the direction of God, the instructions of God. It is a portion of Yeshua, but it's not the totality of Yeshua. You couldn't box up our king in 66 books. You couldn't box him up in 1,000 books. But it is the holy inspired word of the Lord. I honor the word. I honor the Bible. I honor it for what it is before the Lord. But it's not the fullness of Jesus. It's a snapshot. Jesus, Yeshua, is the fullness of him. And that's why you must go on the other side of the veil and have that intimate personal relationship with him so you can find and complete all the dots together. Though, if you only knew the Bible, let me go ahead and clarify this. There's more revelation in that Bible than you would ever know in your life by just stepping in the Bible, going the other side of the veil, and learning of Yeshua, learning of Ruach Kodesh, Holy Ghost, learning of Yahweh, Yod-Heh, Vah-Heh, Elohim, than you ever. Before you learn anything beyond that, if you only learned that in this lifetime, you would be 10,000 times greater and stronger and further than any human being. Because most people just learn it by the natural. And that does okay, but it doesn't get you to the full intent. Doesn't get you to the original origin. And there's original intent that a lot of people learn, but also there's the original origin that comes out of Elohim himself, where Yeshua, Ruach Kodesh, Yahweh is as one, and all things come out of them as one. Now, I didn't mean to go off into all that, but somebody need to hear that. So you can understand the focus of a Hebrew living letter is by going on the other side of the veil by faith. You say, how do I do that? By faith. How do I receive that? By faith. I do it in the name of Jesus. Now, I don't go pray, oh, why pray, oh, this letter in the name of Jesus. No, I'm in the name of Jesus. You're in the name of Jesus. So I'm not looking at being in the name of Jesus as something that's out there. I'm looking as being in the name of Jesus, being in the name of Yeshua, as me being seated in Christ, me being seated in Yeshua, me being resurrected with him, me being crucified with him, me being lived in him, me being death in him, me being arisen in him, me being glorified in him, me being covered in him. Because that's what you get with the fullness of the work of the cross in your life, that you can become this. And so I walk it out as me being seated in Christ. I am seated in Yeshua. You are seated in Yeshua. Therefore, everything I do is inside of Jesus by the name of Jesus, for I have stepped into him. It's not a prop on the outside that I'm looking to obtain, or I'm looking to try to, you know, pull the slot machine big pull, right? You pull it down and let the numbers go. No, I'm not pulling on the name of Jesus and hoping that it comes up 777 and I win. No, I'm seated in the name of Jesus. I'm seated in the name of Yeshua. His blood covenant is evidently on me both day and night, according to the word of God. Urach Kadesh, Holy Spirit is in me. Plus, I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit. So it's in me and on the outside as a seal of the promise with the evidence of speaking in tongues where I pray in a heavenly language and my Father speaks and drops new revelations in my mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit as I'm being transformed into the image of the glory of the Son of God through Christ Jesus. See, all this is just as important to understand so I know who I am. So when I go function with that which is holy before the Lord, like a Hebrew living letter, each one of them is a portal into the heavenly realm that I have. First of all, me being seated in the Holy Spirit protects me by being seated in the blood of Jesus from anything out there in the darkness that are dark or evil or whatever. I never have to worry about that. Don't run into any of that because I'm seated in the blood. Also, it gives me permission by Holy Spirit. I get permission from Holy Spirit that I go and inquire and learn of the Hebrew living letters. I get permission of Holy Spirit on any mystical or miracle or on the other side of the veil, supernatural, whatever word you want to use for it. I get permission from Holy Spirit before I ever fool with it and engage Holy Spirit because He leads. He's the one that opens the door to these things that they may function in your life, whether it's angels, whether it's mysteries, whether it's dreams, whatever. I'm still going to get my permission from Holy Spirit, my leadership from Holy Spirit. Urach Kadesh, why? Because He brings comfort. He brings peace. He brings enlightenment. He brings truth, for He is the Spirit of truth. And He brings understanding when my soul don't understand and when my religious mind don't understand. There's many things I know now that others were trying to teach me, but my religious mind would like, ooh, that don't bear witness with me. I'm actually mistaking. It was the Holy Spirit telling me. No, my religious mind subjected the Holy Spirit and what I thought I could learn by myself. That's what you do. That's what every human being does. We filter out everything, and a lot of time we blame it on Holy Spirit. I can't tell you how many people I ministered to, and they have told me, I didn't understand that, or I don't know what to do with that, or that don't bear witness with me. And it's the same Holy Spirit that's inside of me that's saying, yes, teach it to them, teach it to them, teach it to them. This is truth, this is truth. And they're telling me, the Holy Spirit's telling them, oh, no, this is wrong, this is wrong. No, you govern it by your knowledge. Your mind governs everything that you go through. Unfortunately, since we live in this earth, our mind, our soul filters everything we learn from God. Unless it's supernaturally imparted at that moment by Holy Spirit into you, everything is going to be governed by what you think or can comprehend or your spiritual growth and your spiritual level of comprehension in the heavenly things of God. And that's just facts. So I had to step out of that. I would tell the Lord, I don't understand this. About over 14 years ago, I called some of the people I listen to now. I was like, oh man, that sounds like an occult, or that just sounds off. Or why in the world would I say Yod Heh Vah Heh? Why would I turn north, south, east, and west and declare Yod Heh Vah Heh? I don't do chants. I remember the first time they mentioned the word meditation. Well, I'm from New Orleans. I was told meditation is demonic. Or when they said the word mystical, I was like, oh, that must be demonic. I've seen those mystical things down in the Bourbon Street and down in the French Quarter. No, that's the devil having a counterfeit of what God has. That's all that is. And the church has gave it all up. So the devil's running wild with the supernatural gateways out there where we have supernatural gateways that we can step into by the blood of Yeshua because we are in the blood of Yeshua by Holy Spirit and use it for the advantage of the kingdom of God, for spiritual growth and our own relationship and intimacy with the Father and the things of the heaven, which one of them is the Hebrew living letters, which also you can receive from them by Holy Spirit, your Hebrew living letter name. Now, when I was taught by Apostle Aaron Smith from the Rock Church of Mobile. And he taught us to use, he put some guidelines in there to help us. He said, look for at least six letters. Now, mine is six letters. But now that I've been doing it for many, many years, I've seen people that only get three letters. I've seen people get eight letters. So it's not really bound to anything, but it was a good tool to look for and to listen. And so what happened was, while I was engaging the Hebrew Living Letters, some of them would really hit my spirit more. Some of them would draw to me. Someone would speak to me like I could feel their presence, feel what they're saying. They're drawing me to their revelation. And like Mem, I so much thought Mem was inside of my spiritual Hebrew Living Letter name. Why? Because when I started dealing with Mem and the upper waters and the lower waters and going into the heavens, oh my God, the revelation that was pouring out to me, I just knew. I was like, oh yeah, Mem's got to be in my name. But it surely enough, after studying all of the Hebrew Living Letters, the ones that called out to me, the ones that God put together by Holy Spirit, Mem wasn't involved, though I still honor all the Hebrew Living Letters. This is just the ones that are inside my name, which is Samak, Gog, Gamal, Ayan, Bet, Yod. For me, other people have different ones. Everyone has a different name. Everyone has a different Hebrew Living Letter name that God will speak to you and show you, and you sound it out, you begin to speak it. You say, well, why is that so important? Well, why is it so important is, for me, I'll tell you what it did for me. I was learning the spirit, soul, and body separation 14 years ago when I started learning about the Hebrew Living Letter name. And when I got my name, it gave me a more clarity of recognizing me as a spirit being. Now, I know my spirit being is named Craig Wells because I was named Craig Wells in the earth, but I was also named Segima Bay in the heavens before I was ever named Craig Wells. And I was able to separate and feel and sense my spirit being walking and living and moving out of my spirit being, other than walking and moving out of my natural being or out of my soulless being. So it really helped me with the separation of soul and body and spirit. And especially when you go on the other side of the veil, go into the heavenly realm and join your soul and your spirit and your body back together, that they're all were joined into one being, Segima Bay, as one. It helped me recognize that as well. And just what it makes a statement. I mean, we were not brought up in that era that our name really means anything. You walk up to someone, they'll say, well, my name is Frank or my name is Shirley. And, you know, most of them don't even know what it really means or really function out of its meaning. But your name has a meaning and it has a powerful meaning. Your Hebrew Living Letter has a meaning out of the heavens that God spoke about you when you came out of his loins. That's why it's so important to learn and spend the time to engage this. This goes back to those that diligently seek him. This isn't a process that happens overnight. It can't happen in a very short time. It took me 2 years of engaging Hebrew Living Letters until I got my complete name. I know people that got it in 6 days. I know people, I did a service a few years ago with Daniel Cook, what I call the Hebrew Living Letter Guru. We did a Zoom service with about, 500 people. And I can't tell you how many people the next day told me God spoke to them their name and showed them their name. So yes, it can happen quickly. But on most course, it's a diligently studying and engaging by the Spirit. And let Holy Spirit show you as you're getting the revelation of the Hebrew Living Letters, of the alphabet. And I'd encourage you to do that. It will change your life. It will change your awakening to who you are as a spirit being. This is so, so, so important. So important. You wouldn't be listening to it if it wasn't that important. Because that's how important it is. That's really how important it is. That God wants you to get this in your spirit. There's a book called Friends of Eber you can buy, second edition, that you can buy on Amazon. And that's the book I use. Daniel Cook is one of the authors. Apostle Aaron Smith, my spiritual father, is one of the authors. Teresa Bowen, all these great people are the authors of this book. And it's got more revelation you can imagine. I've read this book so many times I can't tell you. And every time something comes off the page and brings life to me. The Friends of Eber. And so I would definitely seek that out and get that in my spirit. Not that you can't study another book on the Hebrew Living Letters, but I can put a stamp of approval on this book because I know the people personally that wrote this book. I know their life. I know their glory. I know their anointing. And I trust them. And I trust the revelation that comes out of this book. So I would encourage you to ask God about the Hebrew Living Letter name. Also, you can look through all my podcasts. I probably have at least 5, maybe even 10 over the last few years that specializes on the Hebrew Living Letter name, as well as some more that specializes on the Hebrew Living Letters. I would listen to them. I would engage in my Holy Spirit and let them speak to me. Like I said, like Yahweh said in the beginning of this, those that diligently seek me, I am a rewarder. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, open their eyes of their heart. God, you reminded me of Chris Carter, my good friend. He's in heaven now, but he would always talk about God opening the eyes of our heart. I pray that you open the eyes of their heart, that they may hear and see and know in the Spirit. Wrap them with the 7 spirits of God to give them the wisdom, the counsel, the understanding, and the knowledge, and the might, the presence, and the reverence of all that they're about to learn and embark on through going through the veil of the torn flesh of Yeshua, going into the dimensional realm of the heavens with Christ by the blood into the heavenly realm by Holy Spirit before the throne of God and all the heavenly host. And speak to them the Hebrew Living Letters. Show them their name. Show them their value. That's another thing. The Hebrew Living Letter name will help you know your value. It will help you know your position. It will help you know your purpose. It's got so much in that. It's so dimensional. It's really, it will affect your soul, your body, and your spirit. Father, I thank you for these seekers of you, these hungry people. I thank you that they're seekers of you. Father, open their eyes, open their ears, open their heart, open their mind, open their spirit to receive from you by Holy Spirit the Hebrew Living Letters as well as the Hebrew Living Letter name that you have written on their heart, written on their forehead. It's one of the names. We have so many names on our forehead. If you go into heaven and ask God, he'll show you some. Some of them he can't show you. You can read your Bible, we'll tell you that. There's a name on your forehead that no one knows but him. But there are other crowns and names on you that God will show you, like the crown of righteousness, the crown of holiness. These things are upon you. We agree with them. We engage with them. We become them. Father, thank you for this revelation pouring out on the earth. Minister to my dear sisters. Minister to my dear brothers. And fill them with the empowerment of the Holy Ghost and enlightened in their life and in their relationship with you, Yahweh. Once again, this is Segimabay, Samak Gogomo Ayem Bet Yod, Son of Light. I love you. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to share, to like, to subscribe, to become part of our Coffee in the Cosmos family, and especially send this to a friend, whether next door or around the world. Once again, I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.